हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जनावल्लभ गिरिवर धारी गोपी जनावल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन जमुना तीरावनचारी जमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जनावल्लभ गिरिवर धारी జయ గోపీ జన వల్లభ గిరివర ధారీ యశోదనందన బ్రజ జన రంజన యశోదనందన బ్రజ జన రంజన జమునా తీరావనచారీ జమునా తీరావనచారీ జయో రాధా మాధవ కుంజ బిహారీ జయో రాధా మాధవ కుంజ బిహారీ జయో రాధా మాధవ కుంజ బిహారీ జయో రాధా మాధవ కుంజ బిహారీ
పరమహంస పరివారాచార్య అభయ చరణారవింద భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శిల ప్రభుపాదికి ఇస్కాన్ విభిడి సంస్థాపక ఆచార్య శిల ప్రభుపాదికి జయో విష్ణుపాద పరమహంస పరివారాచార్య అష్టోత్తరమద్ భక్తి సిద్ధాంత సరస్వతి గోస్వామి మహారాజ శిల ప్రభుపాదికి గ్రంథరాజమద్ భాగవత్ మహాపురాణికి తాయి గౌర్ ప్రేమానందే.
ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయముదీరయేత్. నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవతీ ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికీ.
I'd like to welcome all of you for our Sunday Bhagavatam discussion. Today we are discussing from first canto, chapter 11, chapter entitled Lord Krishna's Entrance into Dwarka, text 18.
వారణేంద్రం పురస్కృత్య బ్రాహ్మణైః ససుమంగళైః శంఖ తూర్య నినాదేన బ్రహ్మఘోషేణ చాద్రితాః ప్రత్యుజ్జగ్ము రథైర్ హృష్టాః ప్రణయాగత సాధ్వసా. వారణేంద్రం పురస్కృత్య బ్రాహ్మణై ససుమంగళై శంఖతూర్య నినాదేన బ్రహ్మఘోషేణ చాదృతా ప్రత్యుజ్జగ్మూరథైరిష్టా ప్రణయాగత సాధ్వసా వారణేంద్రం పురస్కృత్య బ్రాహ్మణై ససుమంగళై శంఖతూర్య నినాదేన బ్రహ్మఘోషేణ చాదృతా ప్రత్యుజ్జగ్మూరథైరిష్టా ప్రణయాగత సాధ్వసా పురస్కృత్య బ్రాహ్మణై ససుమంగళై శంఖతూర్య నినాదేన బ్రహ్మఘోషేణ చాదృతా ప్రత్యుజగ్మూరథైరిష్ట్వా ప్రణయాగత సాధ్వసా వారణేంద్రం పురస్కృత్య బ్రాహ్మణై ససుమంగళై శంఖతూర్య నినాదేన బ్రహ్మఘోషేణ చాదృతా ప్రత్యుజ్జగ్మూరథైరిష్ట్వా ప్రణయాగత సాధ్వసా పురస్కృత్య బ్రాహ్మణై ససుమంగళై శంఖతూర్య నినాదేన బ్రహ్మఘోషేణ చాదృతా ప్రత్యుజ్జగ్మూరథైరిష్ట్వా ప్రణయాగత సాధ్వసా ద వర్డ్ ఫార్వర్డ్ మీనింగ్ ఇస్ ఫాలోస్ వారణ ఇంద్రం ఎలిఫెంట్స్ ఆన్ ద ఆస్పిషియస్ మిషన్ పురస్కృత్య పుట్టింగ్ ఇన్ ద ఫ్రంట్ బ్రాహ్మణై బై ద బ్రాహ్మణస్ ససుమంగళై విత్ ఆల్ ఆస్పిషియస్ సైన్స్ శంఖ కాంక్షెల్ తూర్య బ్యూగల్ నినాదేన బై ద సౌండ్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మఘోషేణ బై చాంటింగ్ ద హిమ్స్ ఆఫ్ ద వేదస్ చ అండ్ ఆద్రితా గ్లోరిఫైడ్ ప్రతి టువర్డ్స్ O Jagmoh proceeded hurriedly. Rathai on the chariots. Rishtaha in cheerfulness. Pranayagata saturated with affection. Sadvasa all respectful. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. They hastened toward the Lord on chariots with brahmanas bearing flowers. Before them were elephants, emblems of good fortune. Conch shells and bugles were sounded, and Vedic hymns were chanted. Thus they offered their respects, which were saturated with affection. Purport. The Vedic way of receiving a great personality creates an atmosphere of respect, which is saturated with affection and veneration for the person received. The auspicious atmosphere of such a reception depends on the paraphernalia described above, including conch shells, flowers, incense, decorated elephants, and the qualified brahmanas reciting verses from Vedic literatures. Such a program of reception is full of sincerity on the part of both the receiver and the received.
Vandeyam Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitamscha Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmay Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Svapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripasindubhyaevacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare
Varanendram Puraskritya Brahmanai Sasumangalai Shankaturya Ninadena Brahma Ghoshena Chadrita Pratyujagmu Rathair Rishtva Pranayagata Sadvasa. This is how the residents of Dwarka, they are showing their love and affection for Krishna. He has, through Krishna book we understand, Krishna left Dwarka many times, and every time he would come back, the typical mood of the Dwarka Vasis is
as the Bhagavatam describes, as if somebody got his life back. As the life air returns and then all the senses are enlivened. So, these are the words in which we can get an understanding of what is the meaning of loving Krishna. Srila Prabhupada was asked that, what will make you happy? And it was asked by book distributors who had come from various parts of Europe. And they were convinced that he would tell them, if you distribute more books, because that was the mood in 1973, 74, 75. To their surprise, Prabhupada said, if you love Krishna. So he has given us the essence that starting a temple, starting your preaching, maintaining a huge temple or a big international world headquarters like Mayapur, there is only one essence, and that is to love Krishna. Is it easy? No. What do you need to love somebody? Only six things, according to Rupa Goswami. Datati, Pratigrihnati. You give some gift. If somebody offers gifts in return, you take them. Guhyam akhyati prichati. You ask somebody in confidence. And if somebody says, I would like to talk to you, something important, you give your own time for that. Bhunkte bhojayate. You give prasad and somebody says, here is some prasad from Mayapur, Vrindavan, whatever. You accept that prasad. But just see this age, even these six things can be as complicated as anything. So, it's not like the process of Krishna consciousness is complicated or very intricate or very difficult to understand. Prabhupada once solved the whole thing by saying, simple for the simple, complicated for the complicated. Now, simple people feel they are complicated. And complicated people can never understand that they are not simple. That's how the world works. So it's like in the words of one devotee, it's a work in progress. Slowly, slowly, slowly. So, I was just very much touched by how much Prabhupada emphasizes hospitality, the Vedic way of receiving people. So, we know the word atithi, right? What does atithi mean? Guest. But there is something more in that. There is a tithi word here. What does tithi mean? A date. So, a tithi means no date. Right? So, somebody comes to your home without any date. Not the American date or not the Arabian date which you eat. But somebody just comes like that. When you tell someone, I am coming, next Tuesday I am coming, or you know that, oh, we have guests for dinner, we have guests for lunch, they are abhyagata. And abhyagata is where you are already knowing somebody is coming. So you are prepared. Atithi means somebody just turns up. Now it's not that easy, I'm telling you. Olden days, at least Prabhupada says so, so we know that it was there. How do you become a grihastha? I mean, it's simple, by just getting married. You get married, you have a home, you have a wife and kids, and you are a grihastha. No. Technically speaking, becoming a grihastha is like a long evolutionary process. Like how you become a brahmachari. I say, I'm a brahmachari, I'm staying in the temple. No. Brahma. Realization of Brahman, acharati, you are going towards it. So it's not like just because, like we normally say, somebody is sitting in the Paschim Express, is gone to Delhi. When did he leave? 7 o'clock. So it is now 9 o'clock. Has he reached Delhi? No, he will hardly be near Valsad or Vapi. But the train is going. And if he doesn't get out, he will surely reach Delhi. So similarly, if we don't get off, this boy needs to be taken care of. Parents, please take him out. So, there is a process, there is a way in which you move. And just because you are married and immediately you don't become Grihastha, just because you have joined a temple, immediately you don't become Brahmachari. But as long as you are clear about your goals, so honestly, seeing as a Brahmachari, when you read about the qualifications needed to become a Grihastha, you feel, I don't know which one is better. Simple thing. If a married person has his wife cooking something, you have to go out after the meal is ready and shout in the street, anyone hungry? Now, has anyone done that? Any of the Grihasthas here? No. Siddhama Sakaprabhu is smiling very enigmatically. But there are ways and means of trying to do it. Okay? So, you may say, if I say that now, I stay in Kurla, I stay in Bhainder, if I say anyone hungry, the whole street will show up at my door. What will I eat? What will my wife eat? What will my kids eat? You need to do some adjustment. But you understand the spirit behind it. That for a married householder to qualify to become a Grihastha, you have to give up that control. That this is not my house. I don't control it. So, I don't control it. This is not mine. But for all purposes, you say, it is mine. It is within my grasp. So the Vedas say, temporarily. You got custody of it. Treat it properly. So, just like you don't take your airline seat with you when you get down, right? Do you take it? You may fly from here to Europe or America for 17 hours, it's with you. But you can't take it with you. It is yours, but for a time. So similarly, the first training for a Grihastha is that you should try, like the ninth canto even says, insects or really insignificant animal staying in their household, you should be like a father and mother to them too. So, atithi means somebody who just shows up and that person gets more weightage according to your hospitality. And there are so many injunctions, especially our Niti Shastra, Hitopadesh, Panchatantra. They have, now these are not like Vedic, you can say, as on the level of Shruti mantras, but they are important ones. Simple thing. A person enters a household and instead of getting any food or any reception, he is insulted. Just out of spite, just out of your bad nature. So Niti Shastra says, two things happen. He leaves his sins in your house and he carries away your punya with him. The double whammy. double shock. Any punya left, he takes it with him and he leaves his sin there. These are the ways in which the Shastras caution you that there should be a culture of respect. Our great late lamented Vishvesha Tirtha Swami of Pejavar Math, he was giving a class and he said, people write the name Bhavan, Bhavan, Shanti Bhavan, Lakshmi Bhavan in their homes. So Shanti means this is the abode of peace. Samriddhi Bhavan is an abode of prosperity. Lakshmi Bhavan is an abode of wealth. He says the Bha is Bhagavan. Take out the Bha, what remains? One. That means all people staying there, they become like carnivore, ferocious animals about to bite each other or catch each other or tear apart each other. So that danger is there. So, we will be seeing hospitality at various levels. First, at the grossest level, then the pitfalls of not following proper codes of hospitality. And the last is, even our basic process of sadhana, nam seva, is also a part of the hospitality culture at a very subtle and finer level. So, Prabhupada began his preaching with how many rupees Prabhupada had when he went to America? 40. What did he spend it on? Sugar, spices, chili powder? What did he do then? He didn't even take time to spend those rupees. They are worthless practically. That time 7 rupees was $1. Now it is what? 77, right? 10 times inflation. So Prabhupada was simply depending on Krishna, how people used to help him, and somehow help came. So what Prabhupada was giving was not artificial instruction. One Prabhupada disciple, Dinabandhu Prabhu, he was going to those early programs and he would see that Monday, Wednesday, Friday, there would be at least 10, 12, 15, mostly hippies, counterculture. People would just were experimenting with different things and they would see some sound coming in and then the class and then the food. And the food was ecstatic. They had never seen exotic as well as ecstatic. Now, if Prabhupada personally cooks something, personally offers something, and you are bound to get affected, right? So this devotee, he asked, who buys things for you? Who does the groceries? So Prabhupada said, I do. He said, really? At age 70, this old man goes and buys everything 3 times a week. And then who cooks this? He said, I do. And then he asked $1 million question. And who cleans up? And Prabhupada said, I do. Now this was too much. So he said, can I help? Prabhupada said, I was waiting for someone to ask this question. And he smiled. So in this way, slowly, slowly, the young people, they took over these various tasks. Later, Prabhupada would remember those times and would say that, when I'm cooking excellent foodstuff, there is a nice program of music and there is such nourishing philosophy. I had some doubts whether the Americans would come. Why won't they come? They will come. So he had that faith that give people Krishna Prasad, Krishna Naam, Krishna Katha. They will come. And they did. So based on that, Prabhupada would joke, we are a kitchen religion. One day he said, we are a kitchen religion. That what is the use of, one famous saying was, what is the use of talking religion to somebody who has an empty stomach? Right? So in one way, many people in India were feeling, just feed their bellies. That's not the problem. In my life, I have read economics, I have read politics, I have read so much. I have never seen one person with this kind of confidence. There is no shortage of food in this world. When I read this for the first time, I was thinking, how can Prabhupada be so bold that there is no shortage?
So things, ISKCON was like a worldwide society and so many things happening, and Prabhupada would be daily practically answering questions. He was like a, you know, those Western massive orchestras. He was, the person has just a small wand. He doesn't speak. He doesn't play an instrument. But when he just says, shh, that whole section becomes silent. He says, shh, shh, that whole section becomes very jubilant. So that's how Prabhupada was, a grand conductor. Now this is January 18th, 1977. Historically speaking, Prabhupada was at the last leg of his good health. He just managed one world tour, and I think March or July or something, he just wrapped it up, said, enough, I can't manage it, went to Vrindavan, September, October, November he departed. So, something happened, I don't know the exact historical setting, a letter to all ISKCON temple presidents. I won't read the whole letter, but the gist of it is, every temple has to have prasad. And Prabhupada's formula was, make some atta, make some batter, and some puris with that, and some sabji. So for 20 people, this is Prabhupada's logic at the time, at least for 20 people, prasadam should be there. If it is finished, make another batch. You cannot say it is finished. And then he adds, that letter is not just managerial instruction. Radha Rani manages the kitchen. Prabhupada is telling his whole society, you don't think you are managing. It is Radha Rani who is managing the kitchen. Krishna is not poor. Sometimes we feel, but we don't realize that Krishna is actually not poor. Prabhupada is saying, simply requires nice management. Why be misers? We are not the doers and we are not the suppliers. Now these things are tough for managers to feel, somebody says that, Prabhu, you are not the doer and you are not the manager. Just a small confession, in one yatra, our yatras always, bit of rajagun is always there. Not a bit of satvagun is there, more of rajagun. So in that, in Hindi, what they call garma garmi, one person came and told me, we don't come to this yatra to look at your management, understand? I said, really? But then every year we are notching, our ISO standards are increasing. But that was a good reminder. That whole day and after that, every yatra, I pinch myself whenever things happen that they don't come to see my management skills here. They come for Katha, they come for Maharaj, they come for Vaishnav Seva, they come for Vaishnav Sangha, they come for doing Dham Seva. In the background, management has to be there. But that's not the main purpose. So for example, you might see the backdrop. Without the deities, will you come to see the backdrop? No. So the deity is what you understand is the real crux of the whole thing. Backdrop adds, it accentuates. So that's what any kind of system should do. So here Prabhupada is saying, Krishna is not poor, Radharani is the manager, we should not be thinking we are the doers and suppliers. And then this statement comes, let the whole world come, we will feed them. How? Whole world? Should we put an ad in Times of India or a social media campaign? Let the whole world come. Now for managers, the thought is, what if they actually come? Please try to understand, this thing is emphasized. Like for example, just last mango festival, like Maharaj was there, and he said, they look like 1,500 mangoes or 2,000 mangoes. I said, Maharaj, 5,000 mangoes. Really? And then in the evening, I met somebody and he said, you give mangoes, these quality mangoes to everybody? They have never seen a temple doing like that. But we did, right? So the idea is, Krishna gives, we give. But Krishna only gives when we have that faith that we need to do something. So, what I understand is, this kind of adaratithya, adar,
respect, atithya, taking care of guests or hospitality culture, it begins with gratitude. And there's a very nice story for that. One devotee, a big manager, he was relating this story. It is Los Angeles. Prabhupada has got the world headquarters, Watsika Avenue, big place. And one day, a message comes that so and so is arriving. And Prabhupada tells the managers, go and find out where this person is staying. He has given us this phone number. So they get the phone number, they get there, and they bring him. And Prabhupada is like all smiles, please come, please come, please come, please sit. And come tomorrow for Mangal Aarti. He says, I don't get up so early. Prabhupada said, don't worry, where are you staying? So now he knows the hotel where he is staying. We will send a vehicle and a brahmachari to get you. But he said, we may not get up till 6:30, 7:30 also. No, he's brahmachari, he will chant. So actually there is a vehicle waiting, the brahmachari there doing his chanting. This person is family, they come around 7:30 or something like that. They are brought for Shringar Darshan. And they leave. After a few months, Prabhupada is in Vrindavan and the same family happens to be visiting Vrindavan. And they get a message that, I would like to come and meet you. And Prabhupada said, yes. Now they come at 8:45 or 9 o'clock. And Prabhupada tells his assistants, cook something for this whole family. And they said, what do you cook now? Puri, sabji, rice, dal, one or two sweets, some pakoras. This is Prabhupada's style of giving hospitality. So that whole thing is done within 45 minutes to an hour. At 9:30 or 9:45, Prabhupada is still talking with them. And Prabhupada never ate at that time. His digestion would be very, very tender, delicate. But he sat with them, honored prasadam. At that time, maybe it was somebody who was already in Los Angeles or just somebody asked, who are they, Prabhupada? They don't look like devotees. They don't look like practitioners. Prabhupada said, when I was staying at the Sindhya colony, that means Prabhupada is just about to go to America, this family gave me 2 sets of sannyas dhoti cloth. They came to know that I am going, and out of their own volition, they offered to help me. Now, in 1974 or 75, the Vrindavan temple was already there. That means must be post 75 or 76. What is the value of 2 sannyas dhoti cloths for ISKCON or for Prabhupada from his point of view? The sign of a great soul is he doesn't see what was given. He sees what was given in what situation. Simple example. This is a glass of water. Like, you know, so you go to events and you sometimes get just 1 plastic glass of water. What could be the cost of that? 10 rupees? 5 rupees if it is small? 5 rupees, 10 rupees, whatever. You are in the Sahara Desert. 4,500 square miles of nothing but sand around you. And let's say your plane or something landed there and you don't have any water. And there is a Saharan nomadic fellow going with water. And if you ask him that, what is the cost of this water? He may say, all your cash. First you may say, to loot hai, to kya kar raha hai? But he says, take it or leave it. You will give everything practically, because what are these dollars or traveler checks or Visa card, MasterCard going to do in a Saharan desert? So there you know the value. So similarly, Krishna also sees the value of what somebody did to my pure devotee at what particular time. And Prabhupada also similarly gave that much of value. Today if you give 10,000 rupees, fine. We are like a whole 65 nation, 300 center strong organization. So what was given in what situation? And then how the person who received that has valued it. For somebody who is thirsty, you give a gold chain, not much of a value. But water is of value. So you also need to understand how things were done. So this is the story of how Prabhupada taught by his own example. We see when we read Journey Home that there is something which we learn from that, and Maharaj has kind of emphasized it here for Radha Gopinath Temple, that this also should be an example, like an exemplar of good hospitality. So one day we are asking, what does it mean? It means all of us who feel that we are part of Radha Gopinath's family should have this understanding that we are Radha Gopinath's servants. And anyone walking through the gate is a, in the words of Maharaj, is a distinguished invited guest of the deities. That's the kind of mood we should have. Now you may say, well, you know, what about somebody who comes to steal shoes or steal mobile phones or whatever? Right. This is the age of Kali. We need to be having these safeguards also. But the mood is more important. And wherever we go, we will find that apart from the physical things, we actually relish the mood. So one way why people may not be coming to either Krishna consciousness or trying to elevate themselves spiritually is the feeling that I was not felt welcome there. Sometimes I make these observations that the Industrial Revolution 1830s, 1840s was when people started producing things. Post-Second World War was the technological revolution. Everything was technology, electronics. Then came service economy, which is the biggest economy now everywhere. But do you think service is actual service? Why there are so many seminars, how to improve your customer service, how to improve your customer service? The customer is most important. Because in our hearts, we actually don't want to serve. You've seen the game of tennis? Your serve. The umpire says, your serve. What is the purpose of that serve? To defeat the opponent in front of him. You don't serve so that, you know, you are his servant. You serve so that he doesn't touch the ball and you say, ha-ha, I won. Funny names they have for serve, and if you say 15 love, love. Anybody knows how the love comes there? So there is love, there is service, there is all Kali Yuga culture. I read it on the internet, so it must be true. Okay? There are some websites where they give confessions, people, professional world, to just get it off their chest. So, two people would come to a restaurant and would insult the cook for his race. Make racist jokes or whatever. And that fellow would not speak English properly. So, after a few weeks, somehow they got some remorse. And they told him that, we are sorry, we... Here in this city, we sometimes feel that you people coming from Asia, then we cut jokes, so we must have made some racist remarks. So we are sorry for doing that. We won't do it again. Now this fellow had learned some English, so he said, thank you. You don't make jokes on my race, and I no spit in your soup. So, this is the reality today. There are people who say that it's a nice place to work, but for the customers. So there are experts who say, but for the customers, if there are no customers, you won't have a salary, man. So, there is so much of an urge to be served rather than be serving. What is the cure for that? There was a devotee coming from Deccan Queen, Bombay Pune, Deccan Queen. So I had gone there. There were two people coming from a hotel which is just near our CST terminus. And the kind of words, the kind of language they were using, really, my hair stood on end. It was the vilest, foulest kind of words. And then the train arrived. And then one person said, oh, RI. So I said, who is this person that they are giving some of the vilest, foulest abuse words? So seemed like a businessman. Now, I just asked somebody else, they told me that there are some businessmen who come to Bombay for 3 or 4 days. They stay in a hotel, then they go back. So that room is always reserved for them. So as soon as these two hotel employees saw that man, hey, welcome sir, let me catch your luggage sir, let me catch your bag sir, how are you sir, your room is ready. I said, whoa. Within 15 seconds, the whole thing changed. Now you tell me, if you have such deep hatred, such deep resentment for serving anyone, will that be called service or will that be called any kind of service culture? The one passenger wrote this in his experiences that like in Bombay, in India, we have people traveling by train regularly. So in America, there are businessmen who travel by flight regularly, the same afternoon flight to a particular city. So this person also was a frequent flyer and he knows everybody, everybody knows him. One day, 2 minutes before, he just happened to be in the plane when the employees were putting the last finishing touches, cleanup and everything. And somehow he was allowed inside, so he was looking, what do I do now? Should I wait? And then the head steward came and said, hurry up, the animals are coming. And he looked at him and said, I'm sorry, sir, really sorry. No, what's gone is gone. One word, like an arrow, cannot be taken back. So he said, this is how you look at us, right? They're just animals. Like somebody said, but they behave like one, what to do? So there has to be this balance. We move further. Now we see some pitfalls, some defects. Not defects rather, but disadvantages. So this is Hyderabad. Prabhupada had a Pandal program. And the food was atrocious. My God. So Prabhupada, the next day there was a meeting. And two devotees, senior Prabhupada disciples, they were there, but they were visiting from Mumbai and from other places. So they were in Prabhupada's room, but they were spared. So it's like, sometimes Prabhupada would bash anybody in sight. If he's in a mood to bang them on the head with something, then whoever is there gets that stick. Sometimes it is specific, so this time it was specific. So who's in charge here? Who? So they said, Mahamsa Maharaj, call him. And then poor Mahamsa Maharaj at that time, he came in and Prabhupada said, what kind of food is this? It is not fit for dogs. And he was like, who is that cook? So they got somebody. He said, fire him right now. So he was fired. Where did you get him? So Mahamsa Maharaj at that time, he is a person who would do whatever Prabhupada said. He would say, yes, Prabhupada. And we just start doing that. So the feeling among his juniors was nothing gets done fully. He's just running around trying to do everything himself. He's super enthusiastic. But sometimes things don't work like that. So they understood that this fellow was a rickshawala. Till yesterday evening he was pulling rickshaw. And they asked him, can you, do you know how to cook? And he said, yeah. So, next day morning, he was cooking for a Pandal program. So, that particular conversation, Prabhupada is telling that, do things properly. So, there is a whole list of questions which come. Anybody who is into project management or event management would like to understand, like what prasadam to cook. There is a whole ISKCON debate series going. This one devotee named it Pizza versus Pakoda. Are you a pizza type? No. Kaun khayega tumhara sadela pizza? You are a pakoda type? Kya vai vai khilate hain? The young people. Our own program here, children's program, I'm talking with the managers there, and they say that temple bolte hain khali khichdi, halwa, and these boys, they like noodles and pasta and ice cream and everything. So what do we do? I'm not taking sides here. Sitting here, I'm not supposed to. But Prabhupada told them, give what they like. Don't say jai and don't quote me. I'm not taking any sides. But don't you see that pizza was, like somebody say, did Lord Chaitanya offer pizza? Was he offered pizza? I was just thinking, now this is just loud thinking, if you may allow me. Luchi, chini, sar, puri, laddu, rasa, bali. Now, laddu I understand. But luchi, anybody eats luchi every day here? Okay, no. Then, mocha, ghanta, dugda, tumbi. You must say, is this a food item or a song or African music? What exactly is that? But, there is a Chaitanya Charitamrita purport where Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami, he goes on a limb. He gives a big description of so many different preparations. And there's a one-line purport. This is a hint to our ISKCON cooks. All these items should be made in ISKCON kitchens. This is a bit of a family story. I joined in 1990, and in 1994 or 3, there was a big austerity measure that, you know, brahmacharis are eating too rich food. And ghee for brahmacharis? Impossible. And then too much of spicing and too much of variety. So what was allowed was 8 vatana, chickpeas, soaked overnight. Good enough protein. You don't need anything more. Okay. Then parboiled cauliflower, carrots, and beans. Parboiled means half boiled. So the crunch is there as well as it is easy for digestion. No need of any oil, spice or something. We said, how long will this continue? So it continued at least till Maharaj came. And then we met Maharaj and we told him that there's no... The leader was a very sweet person, so it was not like a negative complaint, but he said, this is what we are eating, Maharaj. And in his own very genius way, he said, whatever Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has described in Chaitanya Charitamrita, devotees can take all of those items. So we were saved. Our leader also was saved from embarrassment. And from the next day, proper rice dal, sabji, everything started. So good, all's well that ends well. So this thing, the tension between traditional cooking, you don't get the ingredients, you don't get one to cook. And modern items, which you know could be downright unhealthy. So Prabhupada said for masses, this hospitality culture, give whatever they like. Now, Harishori Prabhu, Prabhupada's assistant servant for more than 18 months, he said that in his experience, if you go to South Africa, you may give khichdi, halwa, papad, achar, ghee, everything. But what people like there is something called a corn product item. And that's what they like. If that corn product item is not there, they feel something is lacking. Similarly, in Andhra Pradesh, this is a Hyderabad story, people like heavy spicy food. You go to Bengaluru, you have so many restaurants which say Andhra style. So I asked a Kannada fellow, what is Andhra style? Not for us. Three stories higher with spicing and everything. Guntur, as I am told, has the world's largest red chili godown. So if red chili is available in such good quantity, people must be eating that. So we have to have that balance. We have to have that understanding. What is the meaning of opening our hearts and opening our temples? There has to be that regional specific thing. What may work here may not work somewhere else. Right? So, we now go to some more subtle aspect of hospitality. How Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he would stay at Puri, he stayed for 18 years in Puri. And the very first year, he sent a message that all of you should come. So devotees with Navdeep, they were very happy. Imagine they were having a lifestyle where they could just put a casual leave for 4 months. Anybody here having a job or a profession like that? See how times have changed. And practically at the end of the fourth month, end of the Chaturmas, Mahaprabhu would have told them, go back, you have duties, go back. And with a heavy heart, they would leave. And then he would say, please come next year. So they would come. So there is a place called Athara Nala, 18 arches, it is still there. From Athara Nala, you can get a darshan of the Chakra of the Lord, Jagannath Temple. And that is considered where as good as getting Jagannath darshan. So that is a place where Mahaprabhu would offer garlands, chandan, receive everybody. So that was such a sweet, like the beginning of their Puri Yatra, like this 1st of July is Rath Yatra, right? So, just a few days before that, Mahaprabhu would receive. One day, Sanat Kumar Prabhu and Govind Prabhu, fired up by reading this kind of stories, told Maharaj that we would like to receive our Chaupati Yatra devotees like that. So, I said, fine. But do we have the resources? So they said, yeah, we can manage. So it was such a tough time to get those many garlands, to get that much chandan. And at least we realized that it is better not to challenge Maharaj with some Shastric quotes that, you know, Maharaj, this is what they did in the past. Should we do that? If he sees that we are having that kind of a desire, he will make sure that we do it at that particular level of quality. And we failed. So we didn't do that afterwards. But the understanding is, the whole of Krishna consciousness culture is based on this principle that Krishna is unlimited, resources are unlimited. Radharani manages the kitchen, everybody is doing their bit. All we need to do is open our hearts. And that's tough. I don't say that is easy. In the build up to the Mahabharata war, Kurukshetra war, Krishna asked the Pandavas, what are you willing to bargain for? They said, Vasudev, whatever you say. So Krishna on his own, this five villages thing, is not like every brother kind of said, I at least have to have my village of this size or whatever. He just said, no, whatever you want to give us, you can. So the whole thing was arranged that Krishna is coming with the entourage to meet Duryodhan. And Duryodhan is now thinking that this fellow is coming. So I need to make the best impression. Till that time, there was so much of neglect and animosity towards Krishna, the Pandavas. He was not even knowing what kind of a person Krishna is. Can you imagine? 30, 40, 50, 60 years you are with him and you don't even know.
So his spies and his department of intelligence, they said that khane mein bada chatur hai, he likes food, he's a foodie. And he likes a bit flirtatious with young girls. So song, music, dance, young women dancing, that's his forte, that's his field. So he said, all right, no issues. So big shamianas were like pavilions were erected on the way. And with food courts, multitudes of dainty dishes, and then music, song, dance. And as Krishna would pass those villages or towns where these things were there, the spies would come and report that he didn't go. He didn't visit this. He didn't visit that. So he was kind of surprised. So he was thinking, "This, have you given me proper information?" He said, "Yes." He was mischievous. He was called Makhan Chor and he is dallying with the gopis and everything what we have given, the information is true. He said, then why is he not taking the bait? Just see, his whole mentality was, this is a bait. If I can catch him. So, I heard this in Vrindavan where our Ramesh Baba was giving a katha. And so he said that, Duryodhan actually asks Krishna that, are you on a diet or something? No sugar, no ghee. What exactly is the problem? I'm paraphrasing. He said, you didn't like any of these things? And Krishna doesn't use many words. You'll find that in the Bhagavad Gita also. Very, very chosen, spoken. Mitam cha saram cha vacho hi vagmita. True eloquence is truth spoken eloquently. So Krishna says, Duryodhan, a person eats in two situations, two circumstances. When he is hungry, he eats. When he is given out of love, he eats. I am never hungry and you never had any love for me. Now, do you think he got any extra gray cells? He said, this fellow always talks in tongues. He always talks in puzzles. I can never understand him. Sure, you can't understand him. In fact, when Krishna showed the Virat Roop in Duryodhana's Darbar, he told the soldiers, arrest him. So Krishna told him, do you think you can put me in anywhere? I am everywhere. And he showed him that Rupa. The soldiers practically were trembling in fear. Krishna goes out. And whom does he turn to? Shakuni. He said, what was that? Now most of the time, people say that, why is an idiot? Why do you remain an ignorant person? 10% is your fault. 90% is whom do you turn for advice? The people whom you turn to advice shows what you are, not what they are. So he turned to Shakuni and said, what did we see? He said, he's a cheap magician. Chordo. Now just imagine seeing a Virat Roop. That is a cheap magic trick. That's how the demoniac, that's how those who don't like Krishna, they understand Krishna. In the Nectar of Devotion, we have Rupa Goswami giving a verse where Kamsa is telling, Krishna, 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 what are you talking, Krishna? You think he's great? He lifted a small stone, a pebble, and he's great? He wrestled with a water snake, that makes him great? No, Govardhan is a pebble? You see? And Kaliya is a water snake, harmless. That's what they see. So, all of us who ask a question that, is it possible for a non-devotional mood to see Krishna? Impossible. Impossible. You're either in or you're out. There is no circumference on which you can stand. You have to take that choice. So, this thing of hospitality or culture where Krishna himself said that if somebody is hungry or somebody is given out of love, you eat. I am never hungry. He didn't understand that. You never loved me. And immediately after this episode, Krishna goes to Vidura's house. The Pandavas live in a palace. But Vidura just settles for a small, simple household. Coincidentally, he's not there at home. His wife is there. And she practically, as they say in Sanskrit, garbhagalit. She's completely nonplussed. What to do, what to do, what. Searching for something. Krishna has come. I have to give him something. I have to give him something. Finds a banana. Peels the banana. Keeps the fruit away. Puts the skin in front of him. And Krishna starts eating the skin. So again this question is asked. Take two people like this in love. Thick in love. That we will survive by just looking at each other in the eye kind of Bollywood love. I don't need anything. I don't need ye, jamana nahi chahiye, dunya nahi chahiye. Next day to go to work, you need railways. You need a bus. You need a job. But then that's what Bollywood love is. Even if they have that kind of love, will the husband eat banana skins offered by the wife? So what kind of love is this? Where the worshipper doesn't know what she is doing and the worshipped doesn't know what he is doing. And he ate the whole thing. With Shabri also. Shabri, just yesterday I was hearing Radha Govind Maharaj say that she had Vatsalya Bhav for Lord Ram. Now that was a revelation. I was just thinking she is just somebody who wants to feed Ram. She had that Vatsalya Bhav. So when Lord Ram tasted those berries, which were so particularly chosen, because she had chosen, she had just pecked at, taken a bite to see if it is sweet and has kept it aside. And all the sour ones are already discarded. And just to make us understand what the Lord sees when somebody offers him with love, he says, Mother Kausalya never fed me food of this taste. And looking at Sita, he said that in my father-in-law's place, I was never given such kind of food. I've never tasted like that. So, this is how Krishna can react, seeing a devotee's pure love. Last point, we end on this thing. Our heart is like a sitting place for Krishna. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna gives the hint, Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam Rid Deshe. So Rid is the heart. The Sanskrit word is HRT, Rit. So Surit, you say he's my Surid. That means a person who is close to my heart. Krishna claims that position. Suridam sarva bhutanam. I am that Surid. And therefore, the Upanishads give a very beautiful analogy of a diamond throne. I think Sachindan Maharaj is speaking about that in his classes, that before we chant, we need to receive the Lord. So make the place clean. In Krishna Leela, we have the six sons of Devaki who were killed by Kamsa. So they also stand for lust, anger, greed, madness, envy, illusion. And by killing them, you make your heart free of these six anarthas. And then, when we chant, we are supposed to receive the Lord in our heart. So that means another hospitality culture, another culture of keeping everything clean, keeping everything nice. And when Jagannath worship began in ISKCON, where
Malati Mataji got that small Jagannath, and Prabhupada was so happy, he got up and he offered his pranams, and then he said, was this alone? She said, well, there were two others. She said, bring them. So he encouraged, and then he encouraged her husband, Shyam Sundar Prabhu, to carve them. So Prabhupada thought of the simplest of all prayers for welcoming Lord Jagannath. Jagannatha Swami, Nayana Pathagami Bhavatu Me. O my Lord Jagannath, Swami means the Master, Nayana Patha, we see something and that's like a avenue for our sight. Sanskrit poetry is like that. Nayana Patha, it's a road, highway. Please come on that highway. You please be visible unto me. Is it an order? No. It's a prayer. It's a request. So, in one class, Prabhupada said, Krishna claims he's the super soul. Everybody's heart. Krishna says, whoever wants me, they can welcome me, they can ask. But then he says, it's only the devotees who can realize Krishna as the super soul. It takes that kind of sadhana bhakti. It is kind of effort. So, just to recapitulate, Abhyagat is a person who is planned to visit. Atithi is someone who just comes on his own. Atithi seva is considered higher than Abhyagat seva. Prabhupada has given this instruction, all temples, you should have this culture of serving prasad. How Prabhupada took care of somebody who just gave him two sannyas dhotis, just out of love. And Prabhupada's reciprocation was so much, he just remembered that that time I didn't have anything, this person gave me. Prabhupada called this the kitchen religion. And then we also saw how Prabhupada chastised people, his managers, for not giving proper attention to food. We saw how Krishna and Duryodhan, Krishna says, I am not hungry, you never loved me. And finally we saw how our process of chanting is also receiving Krishna in the heart. I'll just end this with one beautiful statement that Prabhupada writes in the purport. That here Krishna is coming to Dwarka, and what they have done, there are elephants, it's the elephant procession. Conch shells are blown, flowers are thrown, incense is burned. And the qualified brahmanas are chanting Vedic richa, Vedic verses. Such a program of reception is full of sincerity. That's the heart of Vedic culture. And then Prabhupada qualifies that sincerity on the part of both the receiver and the received. So the receiver would like to sincerely receive the guest, and guest also would like to sincerely come and stay there. When both of these are there, the interaction becomes very sweet. So we shall stop here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki, Grantharachman Bhagavat Mahapuran ki.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.